Hey, thanks. It's 7:41 right now. Next month, which is fast approaching, is a tribute to John Brown in a couple of ways. The abolitionist who called Kansas home for a while, then went over to Virginia and led that Harper's Ferry raid in the 1850s. One of the big events this weekend is at the Kansas Museum of History in Topeka at 3 o'clock. Actor Norman Thomas Marshall brings his one-man show, John Brown, Trumpet of Freedom, to Kansas from the East Coast. And we're happy to have Norman on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, 3 p.m. at the Kansas Museum of History in Topeka, you will be performing this one-man show. How did you start this in the first place?
Well, I started about 1995. I had been out of the acting field for a few years and decided to get back in, and decided I need a one-man show so I could hone my skills. And I got together with my compadre, George Wolf Riley, and decided what we needed to do was do a one-man show about John Brown.
You are passionate about John Brown. I mean, you have been doing this many years in New York and Connecticut and to audiences all up and down the East Coast.
Well, I've done it all over the country. I've done it in the West Coast. I've done it in Europe. I am passionate about it. You know, I come from a background where race is primary. I grew up in Eastern Virginia in the 40s and 50s, and my great-grandfather had been a slave owner, and my father had been a Klansman. So, I was saturated and marinated in issues around race. So when I saw the opportunity to portray John Brown, I very eagerly took it, and over the years I've become, you know, even more passionate about the man.
Norman Thomas Marshall appearing as John Brown in the Trumpet of Freedom play, 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at the Kansas Historical Society, 6425 Southwest 6. For more information, you can call 272-8681. And next week, we'll be talking about a new John Brown opera at the Kansas City Lyric Theater, and we'll be discussing this with Kirk Meacham, who's the composer. So, Norman, thanks for coming on with us this morning, and we'll look to see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. 580 WIBW Newsday AM time, 743.